Where'd you go to school?
Melrose Elementary, Booker T. Washington High, and Lemoyne College. Uh-huh. And of course, I've done some overseas work as an army officer, Cité Université in Paris. And that was for teacher training. This, of course, meant that I'd have to return to command and set up a school system, which would be more or less made up of high school and college graduates, with some college training. We didn't have too many college graduates at that time, but we did have a number of high school people who were rather forward and could have been materials for teachers. Of course, we had, in the military, you had to use what you had. And of course, it's like we had the sergeant who could yell the louder, and, you know, on his count of cadence and giving out commands as they were given to him. And that made a good officer and a non-commissioned officer, of course. And he would be also a teacher because he had to teach men and recruits how to make their bunks and how to go about military sanitation and things of this sort. So they were really teachers anyway. Every non-commissioned officer was in effect a kind of teacher because he was responsible for certain activities which he had to explain and to illustrate and, if need be, demonstrate by word of mouth or actually in performance of whatever this requirement was.
Were you at Lemoyne when it was, before it was Lemoyne Owens?
Oh, yes, yes. Uh-huh. I graduated in 1934.
Uh-huh.
And this recently, which I was not in favor of changing the name at all, but I fought against it as an alumnus, but they outvoted me.
Wasn't that school started in Reconstruction?
The American Missionary Association started it back in 1800. I forgot my history, but anyway, it was in 1880 something when the actual it started before then. It became a recognized institution as such in 1889, I believe, it became an institute. But they were here shortly after. Not too many years after following the Civil War, I think in 1875, when the school was actually organized, that's since Lemoyne. They call it Lemoyne School, and we call it Lemoyne Institute. And then from there it became a junior college, and in 1929 it became a full-fledged four-year college. And of course I entered as a freshman in 1930.
What was the Owen that it joined with?
The ON part is the closing of ON College, which was a junior college, which was operated by the Tennessee Black Baptist Association. And as such, in this closing, they made a deal so that they didn't have to lose completely everything. So Dr. Owen, S.A. Owen, who was also a member of the trustee board at Lemoyne College at that time, felt that this was a salvation for the junior college. It couldn't survive, in other words. And knowing this, and knowing how the Baptists had not supported it, the schools in the past, I just was not in favor. If they wanted to become a part of us, okay. They'd just be a solid part. If we had a school of religion, a school of business, then we could call it Owen School of Business, or Owen School of Religion, Lemoyne College. That was my concept of what it should have been like, rather than Lemoyne Owen. Didn't buy that. So, nevertheless.